I love the month of December. I love it because for just a little while, routines are broken as we prepare for Christmas. I love Christmas carols and lights. I love the smell of Christmas trees and the cold, crisp air. I love watching children as their eyes light up at the wonder and mystery of it all. I love watching friends and family open gifts, wrapping paper flying high in the air and a slight smile on their face as they see what has been obscured by the paper. I love worship on Christmas Eve. I love the hymns we sing, how they remind us of the power of a little baby whose birth is both ordinary and extraordinary. I love singing Silent Night by candlelight and seeing everybody's faces lit by the warm glow of their candles. I love how God breaks into our routines, forcing us to stop and consider that something new is about to happen. I love how for just a while, even if it's a brief moment, all the world's problems seem far off because the solution is right in front of us. I love the month of December because of Advent and Christmas, and now they are over. Now everything has returned to normal. Lights are coming down off of the houses, although at my house there are Epiphany lights now. Trees are being taken down and they're put in the street for the county to collect. The ornaments packed away very carefully, waiting for next year. All the excitement, the anticipation is gone. Gifts have been opened and meals have been eaten. Friends and family who were visiting have gone home, and we've all returned to work and to school. Back to homework, back to basketball practice, back to piano lessons, back to phone calls, computers, and noisy offices, back to bedtimes and new episodes of our favorite TV shows, back to normal. For Mary and Joseph, things eventually went back to normal for them too. All the wonder of Jesus' birth, the virgin conception, a visit from the angel Gabriel, Elizabeth's child leaping in her womb, and Elizabeth's pronouncement that Mary was the mother of her Lord, visits by shepherds who told of Gabriel appearing to them, singing choirs of angels, and a visit to the temple in which Simeon and Anna foretold great things about Jesus. All these great and glorious things were over, and suddenly Jesus was 12 years old. We don't know what happened in those 12 years because the Gospels don't tell us, but one would assume that a lot of normal stuff for a very extraordinary boy. There were dirty diapers, cries of hunger, and the desire to be held, first words, first steps, cuts and scrapes when he fell in the dirt, bruises from when he bumped into the table, small burns from when he got too close to the fire, runny noses and coughs, laughter, tears, and an occasional toy left in the living room. Over those 12 years, things were pretty normal for Mary, Joseph, and Jesus. All the excitement, the anticipation, the glorious songs and great gifts of his birth quickly faded into the background. I imagine it was easy for Mary and Joseph to forget who their son was. When the twinkling lights of Jesus' birth and the stories of the shepherds faded away, when things were so incredibly normal for them, something very abnormal happened. During the yearly visit to Jerusalem for the Passover, Jesus stayed behind. Assuming that he was in the group of travelers, Mary and Joseph went a day's journey. Then they started to look for him among their relatives and friends. And discovering that Jesus wasn't among their relatives and friends, panic started to set in. Where is he? Is he okay? Did he stay behind? Why would he disobey us like that? Well, he wouldn't do that. He's a good kid. Then there must be something wrong. Something has happened. What could have happened to him? I hope he didn't get lost somewhere. I hope he's not hurt. Swept up in the ordinary, Mary and Joseph forget who their son was. They anxiously search for 3 days, panic-stricken. It's as if they didn't remember all the wondrous things they were told about Jesus, that he was to be a great king, that he was the Son of God, which is probably why they didn't think to look in the temple first. And it's also why Jesus breaks into the fog of their forgetfulness, reminding them of the wonder and the amazement of his birth. Jesus reminds Mary and Joseph that life is never really normal now that he's around. After 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking questions. And all who heard him were amazed at his understanding and his answers. He was sitting among the teachers in the temple asking questions, presumably the whole time Mary and Joseph were looking for him. Too bad they didn't have cell phones. They may have known sooner. But then when they find him, Mary, as any mother, I think, could not contain her anger. Even though she was amazed at what she saw, she blurts out, "Child, why have you treated us like this? Look, your father and I have been searching for you in great anxiety." Jesus coolly responds, "Why were you searching for me? Did you not know that I must be in my father's house?" Typical 12-year-old. "How can you forget what you have seen?" It's as if he says. "How can you forget what you have heard? Do you not understand who I am?" Jesus breaks through the forgetfulness to remind Mary of who he is, even if she does not fully understand. Just as Jesus breaks through our forgetfulness to remind us of who he is, even if we do not fully understand. I'm always sad when December and Christmas are over because I know that as I return to what is normal, the feelings that accompany them, the warmth, the security, the wonder, and the amazement quickly subside. There's a desire to carry those feelings with me through the entire year, yet more often than I like, I find myself searching for Jesus in a panic, just as Mary and Joseph searched for him. But time and time again, Jesus continues to break into our routines and reminds us that life is never really normal now that he's here. Often Jesus shows up in life's interruptions, in a crying baby demanding attention, reminding us that life is both fragile and extraordinary, and that it's not always about our own needs. Jesus bursts into our lives in the midst of a cancer diagnosis, reminding us that he will be there with us through it all, and that he will never leave our side. Occasionally, he'll remind us of the wonder and mystery of life as we're huddled around an X-ray, wondering where the tumor could have gone because the treatment wasn't working. We're reminded that Jesus is here when a child knowingly nods in agreement as they receive the blessing, "Remember, God loves you forever and ever, no matter what." Even now, as we stand just inside a year that promises more frenzy, more anxiety, more worry, Jesus makes us pause for a bit and reminds us that he is the Son of God, that he is the Lord of this year, just as he's been the Lord of last year and every year that is to come. He's reminding us that he is ready to extend grace, peace, and mercy to a world so in need of it, ready to teach us how to be at peace with the world by learning his ways, that there is no need to worry, no need to search for him. He is right where he should be, right where we need him to be the entire time. December might be over, Christmas might be over, but the child that we love so much, we need so much, Jesus, is with us the entire year round.